I'm Larry Carussell, and this is Arts Focus, with Peter Stafford Wilson giving us a sneak peek of the 2025-26 season of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra. You've just come off of a great season with the Springfield Symphony, ending with your new choral director and Mahler's Fifth and the whole fantastic season. What's next?
You remember Irving Berlin, who once said that the only problem with success is you have to keep having it. And that's the conundrum of the music director is, how do we top this, you know? And it is very difficult. Our planning typically goes through the course of any given season. You're hard at work on the next season, especially in the fall. We've already had budget hearings. The board has approved our plan for next year. So I'm beginning to work on 26-27, but you're right, it is kind of scratching one's head going, how do we top this?
How does it begin?
We'll start in October with our usual kind of symphonic masterworks program. I've invited an old friend, Sarah Davis Buchner, pianist, to open with the Chopin E minor. This was a piece that our dear old friend Jane Hollenbeck used to say, why don't you do the Chopin? She loved this music, and I've been waiting for just the right opportunity. Unfortunately, Jane has passed, but maybe we'll do this in tribute to her, and I'm sure she'll be listening from a cloud somewhere. Also on that program will be the Stravinsky Firebird, with a brand new animated video presentation that goes along with it. It was kind of concocted by a group of digital animation artists, and we're one of the first orchestras to perform it, so I'm looking forward to that. November, we will celebrate the 85th birthday of Bugs Bunny with Bugs Bunny at Symphony. You know, invariably, people will come to me and say, you know, my first exposure to classical music was the Rabbit of Seville. And it's true for me, too. I mean, I remember watching, you know, the Wagnerian Kill the Rabbit, you know. Those will all be on this program. I'm kind of bummed, though, because the guy that created it conducts it. But I'll be on the front row. I'm really looking forward to it. January, we get back to Masterworks, and we're going to present a neighbor, Dwight Parry, who's the principal oboe player in Cincinnati with Cincinnati Symphony, is going to join us for the Jean Francais Flower Clock, which is an amazing piece. I actually played and conducted it on my senior recital at CCM 114 years ago. It's a beautiful little work of 12 movements. Very short, but each movement represents a flower that blooms at a different hour of the day. So it's quite an interesting piece from that standpoint, but just a really joyful work. We also have a Mozart Requiem coming up next year with our chorale. I kind of, because Kevin had not worked with the group, and I was already at the point where I needed a program. So I said, well, what would you like to work on? And he said, Mozart Requiem. So I thought about it. I compared it with the Mass in C, which Mozart also left undone, although he finished more of that. But what I'm grappling with right now is whether or not to go back to the original Süssmayr that we all know, or look at one of the 20th century completions of the piece. We're making a concerted effort to create an opportunity for Wittenberg students to come and sing, and we're going to do heavy recruiting for the chorale. But we realized that if we kept our normal schedule of our finale in May, they all would have left town by then because graduation would be passed. So we decided to go ahead and do it in April, avoiding high holy days because singers work very hard then. But it will be the April concert. And then we'll actually end the season with a return of Troupe Vertigo, which was one of the real favorites in past years. That combines circus acts, you know, high wire, trapeze, so forth, with symphonic music. And they do a setting of Carmen. So I think that's going to be fun. And that'll bring the season to a close.
And you can visit the Springfield Symphony's website for more details about the next season of concerts at the Coast Auditorium. SpringfieldSYM.org. I'm Larry Carussell. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.